Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
Theo Malele is a spokesperson for the National Taxi Alliance. Joins me on the line now. Theo, this is usually the busiest time for your industry as you commute, at least transport passengers, commuters from primarily the urban centres of Johannesburg, Pretoria, Durban, Cape Town, to the rural homes in the very many other provinces. We are sitting at the beginning of what is a fourth wave with the founding, I suppose, of the Omicron variant not so long ago. We know that it's more transmissible. Do you think, in your opinion, the president put in place an inter-provincial ban as far as traveling is concerned?
Well, good morning to you and good morning to the listeners. Should that be the case, the long-distance operators will be out of business. You will remember that from the inception of the lockdown, they were the most restricted people. They had to, stay without operating for quite a long time, to a point that, we had to intervene as leadership to try and speak to financiers, which we did. Thank God Almighty that happened. But during that process, a lot of them, nearly lost their vehicles, through one reason or the other. So, and they kept on. And then meant that they were not actually making a profit. They were basically just breaking even, to a point that some vehicles got broken and the owners could not repair the vehicles. So the vehicles were basically repaired much, much later, by them trying to, make ends meet. Now, they actually are trying to breathe. Now, should that be the case, it would actually, put them out of business. So, yeah. We're just praying that it shouldn't go to that point, but instead, would like to encourage people, to obey the non-surgical, protocols, and ensure that there is also sufficient ventilations in the vehicles.
On that then, Theo, let me ask, what measures are you taking as an alliance to ensure that members of your alliance will enforce those COVID-19 protocols? I've taken a taxi, minibus taxi, for a short trip from one part of Cape Town to another recently. And in my requesting that we have the windows open, the passengers were the ones to say, no, we're not going to open the windows because it's too cold. Happened to be a rainy day on that day in Cape Town. And what powers, for lack of a better word, does a taxi driver have in that instance to force the opening of the windows? Because that is conditional to you operating, isn't it?
Very true, very true. I think, one critical aspect is that passengers must be educated, through, the mediums of, radio, print, and television, that it is for their own good that these windows are left semi-ajar. But one would really understand, we've been having that, especially during the cold winter months, especially in the morning, that people would not allow, cold air to gush in the vehicle while in transit. So they will force it, and close it up. So it's just a question of us trying to, preach this gospel, that people should adhere to this for the sake of their own selves.
Let me ask this as a parting question. Would you have capacity as an industry to, enforce a rule if it was to be introduced that if Africa is going to be traveling from Cape Town to the Eastern Cape in Kumbu, that Africa has to either provide a vaccination certificate to prove that he's vaccinated or produce a PCR test that shows that he is COVID-19 negative. Would this be something that you would be able to put in place?
You know what, Africa? The thing is, we are informed by scientists. Research done by scientists. So we basically will have to take cue from them. If regulations are such that people should produce these certificates, we are not government. We just have to comply, as widely as we possibly can. You know, for us to force people to do things, that I think that would be illegal. But we will try and persuade rather people to do that.
All right. Theo Malele, thank you very much for your time this morning. Theo is the spokesperson for the National Taxis Alliance.